This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some real estate experts in the U.S. are now suggesting that America's terrible foreclosure crisis may be over by one key measure. Realty Track is out with its 2014 report on mortgage delinquencies, foreclosure auctions, and bank repos. And the rate at which Americans are losing their homes because they can't pay the mortgage is now back to pre-recession levels. But oh, what a long, strange trip it's been, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Nearly 3 million homes were in foreclosure at the height of the crisis. It's down around 1 million now, like before the housing bubble burst, says Darren Bloomquist at Realty Track.
About 1% of all loans is the historic average that go into foreclosure, and I think actually we'll probably end up below that kind of as a reaction to what we've been through.
Fewer foreclosures because you need really good credit to get a mortgage these days, and a lot of buyers are hedge funds and other investors with really deep pockets. Attorney Catherine Olivetti works the real estate market in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
I called my clients smart, sophisticated, affluent, and broke.
Olivetti's handled hundreds of foreclosures and short sales on dream homes and retirement condos.
I have people that are coming in that are living on pensions. They've been ripping through their savings to keep the roof over their head. It's just the American way. They want to own that house. And they start crying.
Though she's quick to say things are getting better as the foreclosure crisis finally slips away. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.